Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
And thank you so much for joining us. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio. I am your host, Jim Masters. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. It's 1 p.m. Eastern here at the CUTV News Radio studios, and it is Friday, November 20th, 2015, at the time of this broadcast, which will be archived for future air. We always appreciate you tuning into our shows. We hear so much from our listeners who are always telling us that these shows inspire and empower them. They educate, they inform, they entertain with a myriad of incredible guests that we do seek out, find, showcase, and celebrate on our broadcast series. And it's an honor and a pleasure to welcome somebody brand new to our show who has quite an amazing story. Her life's journey is one that we can all probably relate to and learn from and benefit from knowing. And she is really an amazing individual. Dana is going to really tell us some amazing material. It's very inspiring, and I'm sure you're going to find it very moving. In the research I was doing for today's broadcast, I was moved myself by how open she is in sharing her story. And so this is one you're not going to want to miss. Stick with us for the next 30 minutes because it's really an incredible story. Dana Engdahl was first diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer, and she knew she wanted to treat it naturally, but she was too scared not to pursue the more traditional treatment of surgery, chemo, and radiation. And so Dana chose to be healed at a cancer center that offered both traditional and alternative medicine and used natural healing to support her body and her immune system during chemo and radiation. And these techniques did not interfere with what her physicians were already doing for her. Rather, they served as a complement to traditional treatment and supported the process. Today, Dana is a cancer conqueror. Don't you love that? Cancer conqueror. A certified emotion code and body code practitioner and the founder of Heal with Dana, where she helps her clients balance their body energetically to restore physical and emotional well-being. She says cancer was really her divine wake-up call. She was not doing what she was called to do, and this modality spoke to the core of her being. That's why she believes she was able to conquer cancer and make it through chemotherapy and radiation, and it really kept her driven and hopeful during the process. Absolutely amazing. I want to tell you that her website, this is something you're definitely going to want to check out. Her website is Heal with Dana, and that's D-A-N-A. So healwithdana.com, healwithdana.com. Check that out. It's a great way to connect with Dana. Maybe if you're going through something similar, she can relate to you. She can offer advice and support. And no matter where you are, she's headquartered in Spokane, Washington, but you could be just about anywhere with today's technology and connect with Dana. Dana, welcome to CUTV News Radio. It is an honor and a pleasure, and thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Well, Jim, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and to talk with you, and I want to say hello to all the listeners and would like to thank them for tuning in and listening to my story.
And your story is, as I mentioned a couple of times there at the open, is very moving and very remarkable. Tell us a little bit about the backstory and, you know, some of the things that have happened in your own life. Like you say, cancer was your divine wake-up call. Describe to us what you mean by that and tell us a little bit more about sort of your journey that has led you to doing the wonderful work that you do. Some people going through what you've gone through, even though you've conquered it from a physical point of view, they might retreat and pull in. You decided to open up and share and help others. So tell us about some of the backstory in your life.
Well, I will. Thank you. So I call it my previous life, so pre-cancer. In my previous life, I was a owner of a small insurance agency, and I specialized in medical insurance. And I was also a financial planner, and I did that for years and was able to raise my family and get my kiddos through college doing this. But probably for maybe 10 years previous to my diagnosis, that seed of discontent crept in definitely. And I began to wonder if there was something more or different that I was supposed to be doing to fulfilled in my life. But think about it and search for it as I did, nothing really presented itself to me. And I stayed in my profession. It's what I knew, and I was good at it, and I felt helpful to people. And then I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and the story behind that was I was married, and we went to Hawaii on our honeymoon. And I was, while on our honeymoon, I noticed a dimpling in my right breast, and I kind of thought that was odd. It almost looked like cellulite. And I wasn't too concerned because it wasn't a lump. And but when I got home, I called my doctor and went in and had a mammogram, and the mammogram showed clear. And I was so thankful, let me tell you, because I had been running a little bit nervous. Well, they decided to run some more tests, and then I got the diagnosis of stage 3 breast cancer. So initially, what hits is, shock and disbelief. And I think for myself, disbelief, because immediately I felt like traditional medicine had failed me. I'm a rule follower by nature, and I indeed had all the mammograms I was supposed to have when I was supposed to have them annually. And could not understand then how this could occur in such a late stage. So after I processed the disbelief, my next response to the core of my being was to find out everything for myself that I could do personally to increase my odds of beating this disease. And so I went on a journey of learning. And I went to various cancer centers across the western half of the United States to find the course of action that I needed to take in my treatment. And it was interesting. As I was reading, a theme amongst all the reading I was doing began to appear, this thread. And this thread was that, amongst other things, like not smoking and eating right and exercising and sleeping, and that you needed to release your trapped emotions. And I think it probably took me 5 or 6 times reading, coming across this thread of information, before I sat down and Googled, how do you release a trapped emotion? And I know it was divine intervention. I got an answer, and I purchased Dr. Nelson's book, The Emotion Code, and I read it. And I read it with a lot of interest, but realistically with a little bit of a sidebar of, what? Does this work? And then I got an invitation to go to an emotion code seminar with Dr. Nelson. And interesting thread to that story is a cancer treatment center that I ultimately went to was in the Phoenix area. My parents live in Scottsdale, and so that's who I stayed with during my treatments. And this seminar was two blocks away from where my parents lived. So I knew I could make it, that I would be there in town, and I went to it. And I was amazed at the stories from other people who had had such a positive response to the emotion code and the relief it brought them. And so I leaned in a little bit closer and learned how to release trapped emotions, and I became a certified emotion code practitioner. And when you get certified, you are required to work on people. And as I worked on people, I was so amazed at the feedback. And the feedback they gave me was positive. So helpful to them. They felt better. They felt lighter. Pain was released. And so I leaned in a little bit closer. And having been worked in a left-brained, you know, profession my entire life with contracts and what have you, I needed to know, well, when I'm releasing these trapped emotions, like, where are they coming from? And so I became a body code practitioner. And the body code, with the body code, you're able to answer that question. Where is this trapped emotion or this trapped energy? Where is it and what is it? And let's release it, and let's release all the underlying causes for this as well. And again, working on people and seeing such dramatic healing results that I knew as I was getting the feedback that this was what I was supposed to do. This was the answer to that nagging question of, or that nagging feeling, I'm not fulfilled in my current profession. You know, what do I do next? And so I entered into a mentorship with Dr. Nelson and his staff, and have been doing that for the past year. And joyfully then have shared this with people in my community and across the world. And I just can't tell you the hope it brought to me, the healing it brought to me, and selfishly to pay that forward to others is quite fulfilling.
It absolutely must be, because I can hear the passion in your voice, in your telling of the story and of your life's journey, Dana. Tell us, for the audience, if we can delve in a little bit deeper to that philosophy of the emotion code and body code, and how it actually applies, how it's actually used. And there may be folks in the audience who are not sure specifically what that really means and how it can benefit them. And also, trapped emotions. I think all of us have various trapped emotions that can go back to childhood, can go back to trauma, so many different things. Tell us what you mean about trapped emotions, along with more on that philosophy of emotion code, body code, if you can.
Sure. Well, if we start it with the first question, that is that we are all beings of energy. We're not just skin and bones, but we're energy as well. And likewise, our emotions are energy. They're pure vibrating energy, and each emotion has its own specific vibration. The negative emotions vibrate at a lower frequency than our bodies do, and they those left unattended are the emotions that can make our lives harder, either physically or emotionally. Likewise, the energies of joy and love and are emotions that lend colors to our life. Positive color to our life. So our goal is to remove the negative trapped emotions. And what happens is, as we experience life, we feel many things throughout the day. things like joy and love or sorrow, resentment, sometimes these feelings don't get processed and actually turn into trapped emotions. And those negative trapped emotions distort our normal energy field. So left trapped, think of that as literally carrying your past around with you. And for a lot of people, this past starts in early childhood. Now, sometimes these trapped emotions can affect us right away. I see this quite often in people that all of a sudden are experiencing physical pain. But sometimes they fester silently for years, causing havoc later on in life. And I think that's my personal experience. So when we have these trapped emotions, the question is, okay, great, I have it. How do I get rid of it, right? And what emotion code, body code practitioners do is we connect energetically with our clients via their higher subconscious. We can ask yes or no questions to the subconscious and then muscle test for answers. This is known as kinesiology. Think of that for your listeners kind of the same way a lie detector test works. So they are able to connect to the muscles, ask a question, and in the truth, muscles will have a, your muscles will test strong. And in a lie or something that's not in your best interest, they're going to test weak. And so what we do is muscle test to show these electrical responses. And through muscle testing, and again using the body code maps, I can locate where trapped emotions exist, pinpoint exactly what they are. And then how I release those is I hold intent. I do personally use a magnet, which is made of energy. It amplifies that intent. And I remove the energy through the governing meridian, part of the acupuncture system. And the beauty of this technique is that it's very simple to do. And it's pain-free. And it's quick. And one thing I enjoy about it is that the emotion is released. Many clients do not like to, will know exactly when that emotion trapped, but we don't have to talk about it, right? So it's a little different than counseling. We're not talking about it. We're getting rid of it. Sometimes clients want to know a little bit more about the emotions that's released, and we can test for that. Sometimes it brings closure. But this process then of finding the emotions or the energies and releasing them is very quick and very pain-free and, to be entirely honest, very effective, amazingly effective.
Speaking of effective, there's actually a testimonial on your website that says, Dana, the pain relief you provided in 20 minutes was something four different massage therapists over 2.5 years were not even able to do. This works really, really fast. So this can be effective and fast at the same time, everything, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that was a situation, too, where different modalities of treatment were worked to heal this young woman. She had been in an accident and suffered a injury to her back that required surgery. But after the surgery, she was left with lingering pain for years and would go to massage therapists weekly just to keep the pain at a level that would allow her to function in life. And once I released the imbalances that were contributing to this lingering pain, she felt the immediate relief and has stayed pain-free. So sometimes for people it's immediate, absolutely immediate. And that just gives me so much joy when that happens for the person. For others, sometimes it can take a while. Many people have layers and layers of emotions that to deal with, and like an onion, sometimes we have to peel them away one layer at a time, session by session. So each person is different, yet the same in that they feel the work that I'm doing is absolutely helping them.
That is tremendous, and I'm sure you're helping many. You know, there's an idea that energy medicine is sort of like over here, and allopathic medicine is over there on the other side. But amazingly,
right,
through your work and your efforts, you've been able to integrate these ideas together, and it's really helped you, hasn't it?
It really has. And for me personally, to be entirely honest, I was too scared not to use every treatment available to me in treating my cancer. I was, you know, started out not even really aware of energy medicine. Yet I know that I feel good about how I treated my cancer, and I did choose to go to a center that used alternative methods as well, then supplemented that with my own energy work. So I do believe that we can integrate both types of medicine, definitely. I love to be a part of the healing process. And here in town with people in with pain, I love, though, and encourage them to try energy medicine first, to especially before succumbing to a surgery or, you know, taking medicine. But sometimes it takes, like I said, everything. And I think there's a place for definitely all modalities.
Now, what's really, really interesting about a lot of this work that you do, too, is we're talking about the effectiveness of it, and I see why you really believe in energy medicine, Dana, and how it's helped you and why it's helped you. Helping others is part of the equation, and this is something that, you know, if you're able to do that through life, it's a real golden opportunity to seize. Tell us about the clients themselves. Do they come from all walks of life? Do they have different issues? How would you describe them? And when they come to you, is there a thread, or it could be just about anything coming your way?
Boy, a client can be anyone from around the world who wants to feel better. My oldest, just kind of thinking about my clients right now, my oldest is in his 80s. And my youngest is an infant. So it can be male or female, later in life, just starting out in life. It doesn't matter. But the thread is of client that I see are people that want to be well physically and emotionally. Now, sometimes those people come to me on their last leg willing to try anything, even energy healing, to find relief, right? And
yeah.
And I just love working with those people to show them, yes, that there's another way. But then other people come to me who have used energy healing all along to stay balanced for years. Maybe they're new to this technique, but it is their a main source for them to stay balanced and stay healthy and feeling well. I work on people in all types of professions. Interestingly enough, I work on a lot of athletes. The teenagers I work on are athletes to keep their bodies physically balanced. I work with professionals to help them in their careers. Sometimes if they have a block in their professional life, I'm able to help their professional careers move along. I help men and women, boys and girls, and interestingly enough, I can even help animals. One of my favorite animal stories was, working on a horse who had been a thoroughbred on the racetrack and got hurt when he was two and had to go off the track. And then he kind of had a Black Beauty story. And a client here in town rescued him. He became a rescue horse, and he was really quite a lot of horse for her to handle. And we did a lot of work with this horse to heal those emotional wounds, feelings of worthlessness and lack of control and helpless and hopeless. And now he's a well-mannered, good horse for her. So animals and people of all ages.
So clients can be, that's right, coming from just about every source. Really, really incredible. You know, years ago we did a segment on pain management specialists, and they were all former anesthesiologists who wanted to have their own practice and patients, which is not something anesthesiologists always get to do, really. They use their knowledge, of course, of anesthetics to help people suffering with chronic pain. You can say what you want about energy medicine, but at least there are people out there trying to approach this problem in a different way because, you know, giving an epidural or a portable device that sends vibrations through the spine is not a solution necessarily to the problem, not the frontier of medicine. It's sort of masking the symptom, right?
Correct. So, unfortunately, today, much of our medicine does mask the problem. So somebody goes in, I have a pain, I'm not feeling well, take this prescription. They do feel better for a while. Prescription wears off perhaps, got to take some more. And if you take that prescription for a long enough time, you know, it comes with a big list of side effects. Are those side effects occurring, right? Oh, they aren't. Let's give you another medicine. And so much of today's medicine, I do believe, is taken care of through pharmacy, through prescriptions. And quite often, while they can take care of the problem, quite often they mask a problem. So energy medicine focuses at a different level. What I'm trying to do is to get to the underlying cause of the problem. What started it to begin with? Is there a trapped emotion? Is your energy field distorted and causing this problem that you are having? So if I can, I'll tell a story about my husband. So I was training to become certified in body code, and he had injured his arm. He's a workout person and had strained his arm, and for several months had felt the pain, and he came to me and he says, you know, I have to go to the doctor. I can't stand the pain anymore, and I think I need surgery or something. I've got to get an MRI and figure this out. And I said to him, you know, I'm doing this thing, and I could probably help you. And so we sat down and had a session together, and I remember I released four trapped emotions from him, from in that area where he was feeling this pain. We brought his pain from probably a level 8 down to a level 2. He couldn't believe it. And he was then able to heal, and that arm remains pain-free. The beauty of this, and the beauty, kind of like the moral of this story is, one, he didn't have to incur medical costs, right, with the doctor.
That's incredible.
Two, he didn't have to wait for the MRI and incur
that.
That, right? And then wait for the results. And then
We're running out of time. We have like 10 seconds left. But I want to get to the website, healwithdana.com. Dana.com. Dana, thanks for joining us on the show. It was a real pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much. That went by quickly. And to everybody
it
out
sure
there, thanks
did.
For listening.
Yeah, thanks for joining us as well. And hopefully we'll chat with you again soon. I'm Jim Masters,
okay.
CUTV News Radio. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.